The U.S. Census Bureau has just released a report on American Indian and Alaska Native-owned businesses, which it measures every 5 years. The count includes individually owned businesses, but excludes businesses owned by Alaska Native corporations and tribes. The latest count shows how things have changed between 2002 and 2007. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Program Manager Christina Dalton of the National Congress of American Indians notes that although the 2007 report shows isolated pockets of growth, it doesn't reflect the results of the economic downturn that began in 2008. Moreover, she says, the bleak picture of poverty and joblessness among Native Americans has not changed.
While economists worried as the national unemployment rate climbed closer to 10%, data shows that unemployment among Native people was 15% in 2003 and has not dropped below 10% for generations.
However, a few things have changed in Alaska. The report states that the number of Native-owned companies in Anchorage rose by half between 2002 and 2007, for a total of about 1,500. The percentage of Native-owned firms in Alaska grew by a third to about 6,900 during that time. Despite that growth, however, Natives make up about 15% of the population, but still run only about 10% of the businesses in Alaska. Tom Miesenborg, Jr. is Deputy Director and Chief Operating Officer for the U.S. Census Bureau. He says barriers hamper economic development among Native Americans across the nation.
In general terms, we're still dealing in remote, unserved and underserved regions with a lack of exposure to populations for business. But access to capital is still a significant barrier for Native American business owners, and access to technology, including broadband and the adoption of broadband across Indian country, still lags behind those in the more urban centers to be able to show parity relative to the business growth.
Senior advisor for Native American Affairs for the U.S. Department of Commerce, Don Chapman, is a member of the Mohican Tribe of Connecticut. He says federal and state agencies need to do more to foster equal participation by Natives in the world of commerce.
More efforts should be dedicated to grow and expand American Indian and Alaska Native firms to size and scale.
Chapman says Native business owners need to understand they are eligible for minority grants and programs.
It's important to understand that as individual business owners, we're part of the minority fabric relative to minority designation and set-asides and all that matters relative to both state and federal business.
The 2007 report said a third of Native-owned businesses in Alaska had to do with agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting. The second largest category of Native-owned businesses at close to 13% was in transportation and warehousing. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.